Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories.
When I was starting to see where the problem lay and why I was having to pay, I said, this isn't really about my health. It's something to do with increasing your wealth. They said, what country do you think you're living in?
For those keeping score, Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli has decided to revive a relic of the Deep South's Jim Crow era in an effort to make Republican political points. Weighing in at 7 pages, Cuccinelli has issued a complaint that asserts a challenge to the ability of Congress to enact federal health care legislation. The most significant instance of this type of argument in Virginia's checkered history was the infamous massive resistance fired up by Harry Byrd and pursued with passion by a group of all-white leaders across the South. The idea then was that they would not allow a federal law to integrate their state school systems and instead would shut down their schools rather than comply. The result was both quick and horrifying. It destroyed education for a generation of black youth all across the South, and it finally led to a rebuke, not just by the nation's press, but even by the ultra-conservative Richmond Times-Dispatch, which, in the mid-1990s, issued an apology realizing at long last that they were simply on the wrong side of history. Wittingly or not, Ken Cuccinelli is following the same pattern with his recent lawsuit to reject federal health care legislation that President Barack Obama signed into law a mere 5 days ago. Said Delegate Jennifer McKellen, quote, if we are not careful, we could have the same detrimental effect on a whole generation of children who are denied health care coverage right now, unquote. But Ken Cuccinelli, who has previously embarrassed himself legally and politically by crossing the governor's office on gay rights in universities, has already filed his suit against Obama's health care legislation. As the saying goes, those who refuse to learn from the past are pretty much condemned to repeat it. Which is a shame, not just for Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli, but for all of Virginia. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.